Espinoza, 8-for-22 this series, was held hitless yesterday for the first time, went 0-for-4 but did reach on an error and score Myrtle Beach's only run. 0-2 from Arestigueta, check swing, appeal to first, and John Miller says that Espinoza held back. Miller's got the field, Alan Bryan is behind the plate. A relatively traditional zone for Alan Bryan, but he's a bit tight at the top. Won't exactly give you the letters. 1-2 pitch, back to the slider, too far outside. Fastball slider, changeup for Arestigueta. Changeup still a work in progress. Slider is Luis's best pitch. 2-2 on the first batter of the evening. 3 straight sliders have missed. Nice backhand from Matt Gassetti. Espinoza runs well if he gets aboard. He's a perfect 3-for-3 stealing in the early aughts of 2025. Arestigueta trying to avoid letting him off the hook. Time is called. Espinoza will step out and reset himself. Arestigueta from the windup. On the ground to third base. Early chance for Luis Sanchez. And he gets rid of Espinoza to kick off the ball game. Green Jacket defense, a youth movement in the outfield. Hartman, Carey, and Drake left to right. 3 teenagers for Winston Sawyer. Sanchez at third, John Heels at short. Colby Jones over to second, his third defensive position of the week, with Alan Pineda getting his second start at first and Matt Gassetti catching. Here's Jose Escobar. First pitch called, strike at the knees for Arestigueta. Came in at 92. Luis sits about 92, 93. He'll flirt with the fours and fives on a good day. Off speed below the zone, a tight slider just misses to Escobar, who's been a bit slow to start the year, especially this week, 2-for-18 with 7 strikeouts. Slightly choked up from the left side. He fouls it away, 1-2. Pelicans with 4 left-handed hitters, 4 righties, and 1 switch hitter. A truly balanced lineup for first-year skipper Yovani Cuevas. Off-speed misses out, 2-2. Cuevas coaching first base today. He swapped midway through the week in terms of positioning with bench coach D'Angelo Jimenez, who's over at third. 2-strike delivery bounces in, 55-foot changeup that skitters to the backstop. First time this week, Myrtle Beach has departed from the road gray, still with the gray pants, but now with the sky blue alternate Pelicans uniforms. Gold writing on both sides. Escobar goes down swinging on the high fastball. First strikeout of the day for Arestigueta. Luis, not an overly high K per nine, really at all in his career. Had more strikeouts last year than he did in the Dominican Summer League. But generally will pitch to contact, just under a strikeout per inning. First pitch slider misses away to Cole Mathis, who was held hitless for the first time yesterday. Arestigueta asks for time and tightens up the strings on the black glove. Pitch clock did not reset, so right at 1, Luis delivers. And a late called strike from Alan Bryan, who seemed a bit indecisive. It was right on the outside corner. 1-1 on Mathis, who continues to DH and nothing else for the Pelicans. At the knees, doesn't get the call, 2-1. Talking with Cole yesterday, he's about 4 to 6 weeks away from positional play. Likely a long-term first baseman. Fastball evades the corner, 3-1. The Cubs do want to get Mathis some work at third base. That's part of why there's a delay in getting him in the field. He's coming off Tommy John surgery last year and still building up the arm strength. 3-1, misses for ball 4. A couple close misses for Arestigueta, but it's the first walk of his season and Mathis is aboard. Mathis not a negative runner, but he's 0-for-2 stealing this year. Not a huge threat to look to go anywhere. Here's Owen Ayers in his third start. Catcher out of Marshall University in West Virginia. First pitch swinging on the ground to the right side. Second baseman Colby Jones puts away Ayers. And Arestegueta works around the two-out walk to post a zero in the top of the first. Green Jackets coming to the bat for the first time on this glorious Easter Sunday.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. First time since Thursday, Augusta takes the field as the Green Jackets after back-to-back games in the Augusta Azalea uniforms. John Heel will lead off for Winston Sawyer, Carey Montgomery, and Hartman 2-3-4. Isaiah Drake back in the five spot after a day off. Colby Jones down to six. Matt Gassetti, a career-high five RBIs yesterday, including his first pro homer. Luis Sanchez and Alan Pineda close out the lineup against 22-year-old righty Brooks Capel. Originally out of Austin, Texas, 4 college years across 2 Texas-based programs, John Heel begins his third start of the season. Capel fires in a fastball at the knees at 93. Fastball, cutter, changeup, curveball, what is listed as a death ball on the game notes. There's the cutter outside corner, nothing in two. Heel 0 for 5 yesterday with an RBI. Only Green Jacket starter to not get on base. 2-strike pitch. Misses outside with the off-speed. Heel a perfect 8 for 8 stealing this year, but he's had a bit of difficulty getting on base. On the ground up the middle, no difficulty there. John Heel starts off the afternoon with a knock back up the chute. Fastball at the top of the zone, and Heel's able to just guide it right back up the center.
Center fielder, number 24, Owen Carey.
And we'll see if and when Winston Sawyer wants to look at putting Heel in motion. Owen Carey batting from the left side, one of 3 lefties in the order today for Augusta. Carey 4 for 15 this week, and he takes ball 1 right at the knees. Seems like a tight zone today for Alan Bryan. Carey ahead 1-0. Heel a big lead. Capel a high leg kick, and Carey swats it off his front foot 1-1. Capel was a senior sign out of Lamar University in Texas. And was a third-team All-American in 2024. Capel picks over, and Heel is just barely back in on a flying dive. Capel, very young for a senior sign. Rarely do you have a player with 4 years of college experience turn 21 right before draft time. Heel started and stopped. Carey swats a liner right out to center field, and Alexi Lumpoy was in the perfect spot. One on, one out. The rest of the Pelican defense, Suriel, Lumpoy, and Espinoza in the outfield. Paciola and Cisneros on the corners. Escobar at second. Cepeda in for Ariandes Ramon at short. And Owen Ayers catching. Ayers has caught 4 of 9 attempted stealers. So he's above average in that regard Here's Nick Montgomery, the DH. Cutter outside, one and out. Capel, 22 years of age, won't turn 23 until late August. Two all-conference seasons at Lamar. This is third start. Curveball weaves its way into the knees, one and one. Last time out, four innings, three hits, three runs with a pair of walks against Carolina. The Mudcats are the best team in the Carolina League early on at 12-2. 1-1 to Montgomery. Capel with the hands high at the chin. Outside corner, a called strike, a ball and two. That's about a ball off the outer edge. So when Allen Bryan has been big, it's been just off the outside corner to righties. One ball, two strikes, two looks at Heel. There goes John Heel, and Montgomery slaps the slider away. In protect mode, he was out in front of the breaking pitch. Heel went headfirst into second, didn't realize the ball had been fouled off. And after properly dirtying up the all-white uniform, he returns to first base. He gets a slap on the back from Brad Stoll. Another 1-2. Cutter misses outside, and that was a quick pitch and a slide step from Capel, who's trying to mix his timing. Capel was up to 97 in his college days. He's been 92, 93 today, and that's generally where he sits. 2-2 on Montgomery. Bounces in, took an odd hop, delayed steal for John Heel. The throw is on target, and he's out. A great stop for Owen Ayers. Heel took off as soon as he saw the ball bounce. Tried an aggressive dirt ball read, and John Heel is caught stealing for the first time this year. Owen Ayers is now 50% on caught stealing so far this year, and the throw, the second most impressive portion of that play. A great pick is what set it up. 3-2 to Montgomery, fouled away. You love the aggression for John Heel because Ayers had to do everything right there. He made a perfect pick, transferred right into the throwing hand, and then threw a dart out to Cepeda. Eighth pitch of the at-bat, swing and a miss on the curveball. Montgomery goes down on strikes. Heel with a leadoff single, but the caught stealing creates a 1-2-3 first for the Jackets. Pelican pitching continues to dominate early in ball games. No score through one.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
A hitless first inning for Luis Arestegated. He'd give up a two-out walk, but then reset one pitch later. So Arestegated, 18 pitches, only eight strikes in the first. Got behind on a handful of hitters, but was able to work on two grounders and a strikeout. Cameron Cisneros leads off. Southern Conference Player of the Year in 2024 at East Tennessee State, making his third straight start. Cisneros takes ball one high and outside. His plate discipline and control of the zone, one of the elite tools in his arsenal. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Cisneros, just an absolutely impressive senior season. Had more home runs than strikeouts. 23 long balls for the Bucks. Pops this one up out to shallow left field. Eric Hartman charging in. He calls off the shortstop heel for out number one in the second. Good communication between Hartman and Heel. Both were tracking, but with the outfield coming in, you like the angle that Hartman was able to take there, and he has the priority to make the catch. Angel Cepeda, a late addition to the lineup. Did not get added until about 90 minutes before first pitch. Slider outside, 1-0. Slider was just off the outside corner. Cepeda, 3-for-19 this week. Called strike evens the count. He has punched out 7 times. Second on the team with 17 strikeouts this year, but a very highly regarded prospect. Slider hammered out to right center field. Carey going back, and at the warning track, he makes the catch. We've seen it now for both offenses over the course of this week. That right center field gap where it gets deep in a hurry, juts back in, and then goes out one more time, reminiscent of Oracle Park in San Francisco, is a tough area to climb. Really only seen one ball leave the yard that direction this week, and that was Cole Mathis's first of two homers on Thursday. Two up, two down. Chris Paciola looking to be the first base runner of the inning. Time was called. Matt Gassetti's going to swap out his mitt, it looks like. Was having some piece of equipment problem. But now Mac's ready to go. Paciola, 2-for-18 this series. He takes ball one above the gold lettering on the blue jersey. Arestegueta, 90-91 this inning with the fastball. Little bit of run at the top of the zone. That's out 2-0. Arestegueta gets in trouble when he gets behind in the count, has to groove that fastball. He's been working on adding some layers to that pitch, as there were times last year where it got a little bit flat. Outside corner 2-1. And Arestegueta, a very projectable arm. He won't turn 20 until October, so he's got all season to operate at age 19. Paciola steps out. Now reconvenes in the right-handed box. Arestegueta, the quick pitch, and he hit him. Runs it in and drills Paciola just above the elbow guard. It's the second consecutive inning with a two-out free pass issued by Arestegueta. Paciola certainly smarting after that one. A brief exchange of pleasantries between he and Arestegueta. Certainly no animosity there. But a nice check-in by Arestegueta. That was 92, and it certainly doesn't feel great no matter where it gets you. Extends the inning for Anderson Suriel from the left side. Fastball fouled away, nothing and one. That's just the second pitch out of the stretch today for Arestegueta, who after the two-out walk in the first got a first-pitch ground out from Owen Ayers ending the inning. Paciola's 3-of-5 stealing this year. Has a sizable lead over there. Arestegueta's 0-1 is right at the letters and doesn't get the call on a high changeup. Once again, Alan Bryan, very unforgiving vertically. He's been willing to extend outside to right-handers, but nothing at the top or bottom of the zone, even if it is a true strike. That's around the corner, ball two. Samuel Mejia is supposed to throw behind Arestegueta today. He's the last reliever that we have not seen so far. 2-1, pop back out of play. Suriel going down to a knee as he scooped that changeup off the bottom of the zone. Stands to reason that assuming health, Myrtle Beach will go to Charlie Hurley out of the pen, as he's their only unused pitcher of the day. Had to go deep into the bullpen yesterday after the starter went just one inning. Time is called, and Suriel used his timeout right before Arestegueta went to the leg lift. Suriel looking to unsettle Arestegueta a bit, perhaps. Trying to take advantage of the two-out hit-by-pitch. Black glove at the chin. Arestegueta comes to a stop. Long hold. And now the 2-2. Breaking ball inside, and that hits Suriel. Back-to-back hit batters of Paciola and Suriel extending the inning here in the second. Bottom of the order, working themselves on base, no matter the method. And that brings Matt Cassetti out to the hill, catcher going for his first pitching conference before Alexi Lumpoy steps in. Got to two strikes in the slider, just a bit too far towards the interior. Suriel likes to hang over the plate a little bit. He wasn't hanging over there per se, but he was certainly protecting and a bit closer towards home plate, inching up in the box. Pelicans a chance for some two-out offense. Back-to-back hit-by-pitches have them threatening with two away. Lumpoy 2 for 17 this week. Did pick up his lone homer and RBI of the season back on Wednesday with a solo shot. Arestegueta gazes back out at second. First pitch at the knees. Strike one. 91 thigh high against Lumpoy, who's been all over the outfield this week. Good speed, and so he finds himself in center field today. Heel holding Paciola on out at second base. 0-1. Same pitch, same result. Good frame from Gassetti at the bottom of the zone. Arestegueta looking to strand a pair, giving up three base runners in the game so far without a hit allowed. Ahead 0-2 on Lumpoy. Kicks and deals and bounces in the changeup behind the batter Lumpoy. That's the second time in as many innings we've seen Arestegueta check the changeup downstairs a little bit, maybe holding it a little bit tight. We told you right off the top, that's a work in progress on that pitch. And still trying to find the command, give him a usable weapon against lefties. 1-2. Slider, swing and a miss. Breaking ball sends Lumpoy down to a knee. And after two hit by pitches with two outs, Arestegueta muscles up and gets the K to keep it scoreless halfway through the second.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Second inning of action for Brooks Capel, ninth round pick for the Cubbies. Had a solid start in his first two pro outings, and he went 1-2-3 through the first with some help from Owen Ayers on a brilliant caught stealing to shut down John Heel. Eric Hartman leads off 4-5-6 for Augusta. Two lefties and then the right-hander Colby Jones against the righty as Capel misses inside. Hartman 3-for-15 this week, but went 2-for-4 yesterday, on base 3 times. Underneath the fastball, 1-1. Capel at 6'6", 230, certainly an imposing presence on the hill. Rides down the mound well. Change up outside, 2-1. Slider worked very well at the mid-major level in college. Turned it into the cutter and had some tweaks to it as he's entered into pro ball. Credit to the now defunct Northside-bound website that was once the preeminent home for Cubs prospect analysis. At the top of the zone, ball 4. Eric Hartman works his way on with a leadoff walk. There aren't many fan bases as knowledgeable or invested in their prospects quite the way the Cubs are. Atlanta, Baltimore, and Boston are the other three that come to mind, really, in terms of engaged at everything from the DSL to the AAA level. So there's plenty of info to pull from when it comes to the young Cubbies. Here is Isaiah Drake, and he cuts through the first pitch he sees. Looked like the cutter. Cable's been using that seemingly as much as his fastball so far today. Nothing in one on Isaiah, who had a day off yesterday. Bounces this one out to second. Could be two. Escobar to second for one. A little bobble on the toss. And so that's the only out he'll get. Took an extra half beat for Escobar to get the ball out of his mitt. Hartman is out over there, but Drake reaches on the fielder's choice. Drake's not the easiest man to double up as it is. Plus speed, and he comes out of the left-handed batter's box, so he gets a flying start down the line. But that little hitch only certified his ability to get safe. Colby Jones takes ball one up top. Another one that came in right at the letters. Neither Capel nor Arestegueta has gotten the call at the top of the zone from Allen Bryant. Consistency all you can ask for, and that's what we've seen. 1-0 to Jones. Low and away. Colby on base 3 times yesterday. 2 hits, 2 stolen bases, and 2 runs. Also had an RBI. Part of an offensive onslaught for the Green Jackets, who put up 4 in the 4th and 5 in the 6th yesterday. 2-0, runner goes, pitches a called strike, throw to get Drake's swim move, and he's out. Boy, Owen Ayers is absolutely phenomenal at holding the runners. That's 2 caught stealings in 2 innings of Augusta's 2 fastest base runners. Green Jackets have been aggressive against Owen Ayers, and it has not worked out at all. 2-1, outside ball 3. Fastball at 95, hardest pitch of the day so far. Jones looking to put another runner on base. And he takes ball 4. Second walk of the inning for the Jackets. Every man has reached base so far. But the fielder's choice and the caught stealing have hamstrung Augusta's offense. Ayers, originally out of Sarasota, went to Marshall. And you don't see much better defense behind the plate than what he's put on display so far this week. Only a couple starts back there, but he might be something to watch long term. First at bat for the red-hot Matt Gassetti. He takes the breaking ball low and away. First pro homer yesterday was a grand slam, part of a 5 RBI day. One 0 from Capel. Outside, he's missed with 6 out of his last 7. Capel caught 21 of 69 runners stealing at Marshall last year. Inside, misses, and the off speeds continue to not find the zone for Capel. But Ayers, just shy of 30% at the college level, he's been even better as a pro. 3-0 on Gassetti, unlikely to have a green light, and he takes a called strike. Jones is 9 of 11 stealing. He leads the team. But Winston Sawyer has seen 2 of his 5 outs come on the bases already. Can't imagine Colby's looking to go. 3-1, he is moving. Gassetti swings through it. It's a called strike. The throw is not in time. There is the first stolen base against Owen Ayers. Jones got a great jump, a slider, good pitch to throw on as Gassetti waved through it. Colby now 10 of 12. Three balls and two strikes on Matt Gassetti with a man in scoring position. Pitch from Capel. Popped up out behind shortstop. Cepeda drifting into the grass, and he makes the catch as he fights the sunlight. Jacket strand, a man in scoring position. Ayers picks up another caught stealing. And Augusta heads back to the defensive. Arestigueta on the hill when we come back.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Couple lengthy innings for Luis Arestigueta. He's allowed three free passes, a walk, and two hit-by-pitches, but still hitless and scoreless for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in their first trip through the order. Back to the top here in the third, Leonel Espinoza leading off, Escobar and Mathis behind him. Espinoza began the game with a ground out to third base. Alan Bryan, the home plate umpire, steps out in front. Looked like there was a ball on the field out in right. Isaiah Drake had to go retrieve it and flip it up into the Coors Light chill zone for the young fan. But now we can begin the top of the third. Arestigueta looking to power through yet another hitless inning. First pitch, on the ground to third, one hop to Sanchez. High throw, and everybody's safe. Sanchez took his time, had time, but dropped the arm slot a little bit, soars the toss over there, and after he retired Espinoza on a 5-3 in the first, Sanchez allows him to reach on the E5. Green Jackets have been racking up the errors very quietly this week. Multiple errors in three of the last four games. Four base runners for Myrtle Beach without a hit. Scored their only run yesterday in an unearned fashion after two errors and a single. Here's Jose Escobar. Arestigueta picks over to check on Espinoza. Alan Pineda, who's a catcher by trade, is in his second start at first base this season. Did a heck of a job trying to keep that at least close. Tipped it with the mitt. Out of the stretch, first pitch to Escobar is on the inside corner. Pineda's had a very intriguing start to the 2025 season. He began the year on the development list at AAA Gwinnett, serving as the bullpen catcher for opening weekend for the Stripers, then was put on Augusta's development list before being activated after Elio Campos was injured on opening night. Arestigueta has already picked off twice with just one pitch, so Escobar can get the primary focus now, outside 1-1. Allen got one start last week in Hickory as the DH and also came in to pitch in that ballgame, as the Green Jackets tried to conserve arms for the weekend. Now second start at first base this week with Mason Guerra on the injured list. 1-1. Check swing. Did not go. No need for an appeal, says Allen Bryan. It's 2-1. Guerra dealing with some oblique tightness is what the initial report was. But either way, he's been in good spirits and seems like he doesn't think it'll be a long-term issue. 2-1, runner goes. Pitch is swung through. And time is called. They're going to send the runner back. Escobar hit the catcher Gassetti on the backswing. Yovani Cuevas came walking down initially. And perhaps they're going to call it a foul ball. Thought it might be ruled as batter's interference, which would mean that the runner would be out. Espinoza would be retired. 2-2, runner goes again, pitches inside. Gassetti's throw is late. And Escobar is 4-for-4. Arestegueta just a little bit lacking in the quickness to come home, but Espinoza had a big lead, got a good jump, and picked the right delivery to do it on as well. Changeup, ran the count 3-2. First stolen base for the Pelicans this week. On the ground to second base, Jones flips to first. It's a productive out number one as Escobar moves Espinoza up to third. Chance for the Pelicans to strike first for the fourth consecutive day. Opened the scoring yesterday with a one-run top of the fourth before the Azaleas scored 9 unanswered. Infield will stay back against Cole Mathis. Man at third, less than 2 outs. Mathis takes the slider outside. And now Samuel Mejia is beginning to move around in the bullpen a little bit. He'll be the first one out for the Green Jackets. 1-0 to the Pelicans DH. And he taps it foul. Looked like it might have caught a piece of Mathis. Was a two-way at College of Charleston. Was certainly a strong pitcher. But the bat always where his highest degree of success lied. Showed it with the Lexington County Blowfish and then again in the Cape Cod League the summer after. 1-1 from Arestegueta. Slider misses low and outside. Time called by Allen Bryant. Quiet Sunday at the ballpark. Folks just enjoying the beautiful weather, trying to see what Arestegueta can do here in the third. And the final chance to see Green Jackets baseball at home for a good while. 2-1. Called strike at the knees. Brilliantly located by Luis Arestegueta. 91 on the corner. Jackets will not have another home game for the next 16 days. 2-2 with a man at third. Slider bounced toward the third base coaching box and it ricochets down towards the bullpen. Longest road trip of the year, 6 games up in Delmarva against the Shorebirds, who are 4-10 and at the bottom of the Carolina League right now. Matt Gassetti asks for time. He continues to have some issues with his gear. We'll swap his mid out with Nick Montgomery. It's the second time we've seen Gassetti have to go over there for something of that nature. Jackets will go to Delmarva for the second time in 3 years. The northernmost and southernmost Carolina League teams doing battle. 2-2 again to Mathis, low and away. And then on the way back, the Green Jackets will stop in Kannapolis for 6 games. Cannonballers are at 7-7, leading the Carolina League in steals. They're 53 of 58. Payoff pitch from Arestegueta. Swing and a miss. Mathis goes down chasing the breaking ball. Big out number 2 for Luis, and it keeps Espinoza at third. Arestegueta hasn't had his plus command today. But the long, lanky right-hander has been able to find it when he needs it most. Here's Owen Ayers. Already more than earned his keep today just on the defensive side. First pitch, Hacking fouls the fastball out of the stadium. Ayers grounded out to end inning number one. But he caught John Heel stealing in the first, Isaiah Drake in the second, and very nearly got Colby Jones two pitches later. Mejia is now getting up and ready to toss in the bullpen. Arestegueta is at 52 pitches. 0-1 to the backstop, but it hit Ayers. Yanked the off-speed again to the glove side. Arestegueta continues to struggle with his secondary pitch command. That's one Ayers would have been better served dodging, but it's the third hit by pitch of the day for Arestegueta, and it sends Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Bit of misfortune for Myrtle Beach as if that got by without touching the batter Ayers, Espinoza was going to be able to scamper home for the first run of the day. Nina brings the entirety of the infield in, as much about settling down the 19-year-old righty as it is stalling for Mejia. Green Jackets have gotten good length out of both their starters and piggyback arms over the last two nights, so there are a handful of arms available in the pen even behind Samuel Mejia. Arestegueta is 6'3", 175, listed height and weight as a 19-year-old. So there's some projectability left in the frame as he continues to mature and add strength. Fastball will likely increase its velocity, the slider its firmness as time goes on. First pitch swinging, Cameron Cisneros up the middle. John Heel over to first, and Luis Arestegueta for the third consecutive inning, able to weasel his way out of danger. Still scoreless halfway through the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Pelicans have left five men aboard in three innings, leaving the door open for Augusta so far. Without a hit, Myrtle continues to dot up the bases everywhere but home. Luis Sanchez leading off the bottom of the third. Brooks Capel's been efficient through two. First pitch misses and weasels its way to the backstop. Capel, 33 pitches, 17 strikes in his first two innings. Did walk two batters in the second, but has been helped out by a pair of caught stealings. Fastball fired into the knees, 1-1. With that high release point and good extension that Capel gets at 6-6, it really makes the fastball velocity play up and goes to the breaking ball off of it and gets a call off the outside corner. That's as far as we've seen Allen Bryan extend outside, but another good reception from Ayers. 1-2, fouled away. Luis Sanchez leading the team in walks. He's top five in the Carolina League with a dozen so far this season. Sanchez has played 11 games. The average not necessarily where he wants it to be, but the on-base percentage significantly higher. Another 1-2 and fouled away. Sanchez on the fastball out, a bit of a looping swing, but able to tap the ball out of danger. Mejia continues to throw in the pen. Not certain yet whether Arestegueta will go back out for the fourth. Another 1-2. Outside, evening the count. Arestegueta went four innings last time out, but only threw 60 pitches. 2-2. Hammered down the left field line, but it hooks foul up and over the new third base picnic pavilion. Arestegueta threw three innings. He's already at 54 pitches. This will be the eighth of the at-bat to Sanchez. Swing and a miss. Capel gets the strikeout. Second of the day for him. Good battle from Sanchez, but he ends up late on the fastball. Capel retires the leadoff man for the first time in three innings. Here's Alan Pineda, final batter for the two teams. First pitch slider onto the left side, knocked down by the shortstop Cepeda, but there's no play at first. Pineda's got his second hit in as many starts. Just a strong professional player for Pineda, doing whatever's asked of him. Catcher, first base, bullpen catcher, DH, come out and pitch. And Winston Sawyer, who was a minor league grinder himself over a decade as a minor league catcher, certainly has a soft spot for guys like Pineda. John Heal, a check swing and a called strike on the breaking ball. Pineda not looking to steal. He's got a short lead held on by Cisneros. Heal fouls back the cutter, nothing and two. John began the game with a two-strike single up the middle and was then caught stealing by the combination of Ayers and Capel. Highest-ranked prospect on the MLB Pipeline top 30 among Green Jacket current players. Takes off the inside corner. Good front door off speed to not get the call. Heal's got double plus speed and great defense. He's put the ball more on the ground this season. Just trying to turn those into hits. And Heal cuts through the curveball for strike three. Two punch outs in the inning, three in the game for Capel. This is more like what Capel was in college. Only had five strikeouts in his first two games combined, but he struck out over a batter an inning in every one of his college seasons, two at Stephen F. Austin and two at Lamar. Owen Carey gets his second at bat, rolls the first pitch out towards the mound. Capel fields his position cleanly, and Carey is disposed of on a good changeup. Pineda gets the one out hit. Green Jackets have two hits, but no runs to show for it. All zeros through three.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Services free and available at Georgia 811.com. Now, pitching
We've got a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Luis Arestegueta's afternoon is indeed concluded, and Samuel Mejia takes the ball for his third outing of the season. 5 2/3, 5 earned runs allowed by Mejia. And he starts off with Cepeda. Angel Cepeda cuts through the first pitch he sees. Nothing but air on the breaking ball. Fastball, slider, changeup for Samuel Mejia, who's gone 5 2/3, 2 2/3 or more in both outings. Fouled away, nothing and two. In both occurrences, Mejia has started out strong and faded as the ball game's gone along. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Cepeda down on 3 strikes, all of them sliders, as Samuel Mejia begins his day in the best way possible. Final line for Luis Arestegueta, 3 hitless innings, a walk in 3 Ks, but he did hit 3 batters. And that, plus a series of lengthy counts, ran the pitch count a little bit too high. Another slider, another strike. This one begins the at-bat for Chris Paciola. One of 2 hit batsmen in the second inning. Paciola chases the slider. Braves clearly liked what they saw from Samuel Mejia, who spent all of last year with the Charleston River Dogs of the Rays organization. Picked him up in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft in December. 0-2. Bounces in, could not entice a chase from Paciola. Mejia showed flashes of good movement with both fastball and slider last year. 1-2. Fouled back on the first heater of the day at 91. And he pitched especially well against the Green Jackets. Did not allow a run in 4 appearances against Augusta last season. Was an all-star in the FCL back in 2023. So there is a pattern of success for him. Lofted down the left field line. Eric Hartman was playing way over towards the corner, but he's able to run it down. Just enough hang time for Hartman to chase it right against the foul line. 2 up, 2 down for Mejia in his first inning.
Left fielder number 35, Anderson Suriel.
Samuel took the loss last time out against Hickory. 3 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, but did strike out 6. Tied his career high. Looking to go 1-2-3 through the fourth. Anderson Suriel stands open in the left-handed batter's box, late on the first fastball he sees. Suriel was hit by a pitch and then stranded at first back in inning number 2. Mejia from the windup, and Suriel chases the fastball once again. He'll call time, put some dirt on the batting gloves, and try to reset. Mejia looking to go 1-2-3 through the fourth. Get the offense back to work. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A gorgeous changeup, and Suriel was left flopping and flailing. 2 strikeouts and a perfect 1-2-3 fourth for Samuel Mejia.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Middle of the Green Jacket order getting their second look at Brooks Capel so far today. Capel's gone 4-plus innings in both of his career starts so far. And he'll try to make his way through the fourth and a perfect 3-for-3. 2 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts allowed by Capel so far. Nick Montgomery, the first of those 3 punch-out victims, went down on a curveball after a lengthy battle. First pitch cutter is a called strike. That continues to be Capel's bread and butter. Outfield playing deep, especially in left. Suriel is up near the warning track. Montgomery on the big looping curveball out in front, 0-2. Nick's homered in each of his last 2 starts, had his first career multi-hit game yesterday, went 3-for-4. Late on the fastball, 3-pitch strikeout begins the fourth. 50 pitches now on the button for Brooks Capel. 3 1/3, 4 strikeouts without a run. It's a good place to be for Myrtle Beach, team that needed 7 innings of bullpen coverage yesterday across 4 relievers. Capel and Hurley looking to hold down the lion's share of the innings today. Out of the windup, first pitch to Eric Hartman is nubbed foul on the first base side. Eric walked and was then retired on a fielder's choice last time. Hartman's out and left today after playing second each of the previous 2 ballgames. Cranks this one down the right field line. Absolutely hammered off the fence. Hartman's heading for 2. Espinoza played it well, and the throw is not in time. Ball was hit so hard, Espinoza played the ricochet and had a chance. 106 off the bat. Hartman with the extra base hit. There's a Green Jackets double for dollars every time Augusta hits a 2-bagger here at home. M. Austin Jackson, attorney at law, donates $100 to the local Boys and Girls Club of America. First man in scoring position for Augusta, Isaiah Drake, will try to bring Hartman home. Taking inside with a fastball, 1-0. Isaiah reached on a fielder's choice last time and was then caught stealing. One of a handful of players still sporting the pink accessories, even the day after Azalea's weekend comes to a conclusion. 1-0 from Capel, down the right field line, and it's served foul, just a few inches on the wrong side of the line. Got an off-speed that he could handle, and Drake able to pull the hands in and yank it. That would have been a minimum of 2 bases for Drake, had he been able to keep it fair. Instead, it's 1-1. Neither side cracking onto the scoreboard yet. Augusta with a good chance here in the fourth. Drake takes the slider low and in. Isaiah hitting just shy of 300 this year. We heard nothing but positive things entering 2025 about Drake's maturity and development from last year to this over the course of spring training. 2-1, outside ball 3, and Isaiah has shown that in really every facet of his game. The plate discipline is better. The speed's as good as it always has been. And he's able to fight against lefties and righties alike, hitting over 400 against lefties so far. 3-1, an inside move, and Hartman's in feet first. Was beginning to extend his lead, a well-timed move from Brooks Capel. Cepeda's tag just a little bit short. Drake ahead, 3-1. Fastball count. We'll see where Capel goes. It is a fastball, and Drake able to spin it out to center field. Lumpoy underneath it. Hartman will tag. Throw from Lumpoy is not in time. So Isaiah moves the runner up 90 feet, went down, and just dug that one nearly out of the dirt. A good time to take a little bit off, 88 at the knees. And Drake just scooped it out to center for out number 2. Colby Jones trying to bring the first run home of the game, 2 outs and a man at third base. Jones walked and stole a bag back in the second. Inside ball 1 with the off-speed. Capel has been few and far between with the fastball, but a full 5-pitch mix in use at any time. 1-0. Called strike to even the count, and Jones a little bit frustrated with himself for not letting it fly. Cutter stayed down the center of the zone. Jones' bat tucked firmly behind the right ear. Curveball inside, 2-1. Hartman getting a big secondary. Ayers doesn't let much get past him. But Hartman trying to score on anything that does. We've seen a couple balls hit the backstop already with nobody on. Jones fouls the slider up and over our heads, 2-2. Green Jackets have left a man on base in each of the last two innings. Left Jones at second, Pineda at first. It's the first time they've got a man at third today. Capel trying to work his way out of danger. 2-2. Fastball called strike three off the outside corner. Allen Bryan continues to expand the zone. Jones goes down looking. Two strikeouts in the inning. Five in the game for Brooks Capel through four scoreless.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Samuel Mejia went 1-2-3 through the fourth. Two strikeouts and a pop-up against the bottom half of the order. Myrtle Beach's nine-man Alexi Lumpoy begins inning number five, still zeros on this Sunday getaway day. Pelicans will head back east after this ball game. Everybody's got the mandatory Monday off day tomorrow. And then the Pelicans will host the Cannonballers for six at Pelicans Ballpark. First pitch from Mejia. Wave through by Lumpoy on the changeup. It's a new look for Samuel Mejia, and not just talking about the pink hat over top of the white uniform. Slider popped up on the infield. Heel, Jones, Sanchez all converge as the shortstop, John Heel, audible from up here, loudly confirms it's his. But even back when he was a River Dog, you could see Mejia coming as soon as he left the bullpen with a bright yellow glove, made the switch to Fire Engine Red when he joined the Atlanta organization, but now with the Green Jackets, he's got a forest green mitt to match the uniform. Leonel Espinoza takes the first pitch downstairs. And Green looking good on Samuel so far. Slider at the top of the zone, no call, 2-0. Leonel Espinoza's 0-for-2, two ground balls to third, one of which he reached on an error. Fastball high and tight, 3-0. Mejia in danger of his first base runner. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Pelicans. No runs, two hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. But Myrtle Beach has had plenty of base runners. Called strike on the outer corner. Worth noting that Mejia went slider on 3-0 there, even with Espinoza taking all the way. Clearly the pitch he feels he has the best control of here. 3-1, right back to it, and Espinoza waves through. Ended up middle-middle. But Espinoza still out in front. Mejia's worked the count back full. Kicks and deals out of the windup. On the ground to third base again. Espinoza continues to pepper Sanchez, and this time Luis is up to the task. Espinoza's 0-for-3. Sanchez is now 2-for-3 on Espinoza's ground balls. And Mejia continues to roll along, now facing Jose Escobar. as Matt Gassetti, the catcher, stands up and directs the defense into a significant shift. Escobar takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. In at 92 for Mejia. That's where he sits more often than not. Shadow starting to creep onto the field of play. Slider down. The next inning or so will be especially difficult on hitters. Batter's box on both sides in the shade. The rubber still in the sunshine. From light to darkness, Mejia delivers. Popped away 1-2. Shadows always come from the first base side here at SRP Park. So the entirety of the first base line draped in the shadow. Everywhere else still battling the sun's rays. On a picturesque evening at the ballpark. 1-2. Outside to even the count. As is so often the case here at SRP, a light breeze blowing off the Savannah River beyond right field. Coming in towards home, 2-2. Fouled away, Escobar goes out and meets the off-speed. Just enough to stay alive. Alan Bryan resets the pitch clock as he was waiting for the bat boy to return to the dugout safely. Now ready for the 2-2. On the ground to Jones at second. Down to a knee. Checks the grip. And over to first he goes. A 1-2-3 inning for Samuel Mejia. He's gone 6 up, 6 down. And we're halfway through this Sunday getaway day. Neither side on the scoreboard just yet.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Brooks Capel back on the hill, 62 pitches, 38 strikes for him so far today. Four scoreless innings, three hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. That 5K is a career high in pro outing number three. Southland Conference's pitcher and scholar athlete of the year in 2024. Begins with Matt Gassetti. Gassetti, Sanchez, and Pineda do up 7-8-9 for Augusta. And Mac fouls the first pitch slider. Off the sweet level and back down to the lower bowl. Oh, 1 to Gassetti. There's the curveball, which we've seen more and more second time through the order, especially right on right. Gassetti wisely lays off. Capel working quickly and continuously out of the windup. Gassetti rolls it foul towards third, 1-2. Gassetti's success on both sides of the ball has enabled the Braves player development staff to really move Nick Montgomery along slowly. They don't have to burn through him behind the plate. He's still going to get the lion's share of reps for his development as the 1-2 misses inside. But it means you can have days like today more than once a week where Montgomery's DHing, but Gassetti's in the lineup as the catcher and you don't see a big offensive drop-off. Keep Montgomery's legs fresh in his first pro season. 2-2. Bounce softly towards third. Paciola charging in, and it's under his glove. Just downright whiffed on it. That's almost certainly going to go in as an E5 on Paciola. First error of the day for Myrtle Beach. For Paciola, it's just his second error of the season. Pelicans were last in single-A baseball in terms of fewest errors, just 7 entering the week. They have 8 in the last 3-plus games. Here's Luis Sanchez. He spins this one towards the first baseline in fair territory. Cisneros puts the tag on, and it acts the same way a sacrifice bunt would, moving Gassetti into scoring position. Sanchez stays productive. Alan Pineda singled his last time up. One of 2 hits for the Green Jackets so far. And by the way, we do now have a change on the scoring. Gassetti has been granted an infield single rather than an E5, so Paciola's off the hook. And Gassetti continues his hit streak. First pitch to Pineda, hits softly to the right side. Escobar over to his left, double clutches. The Green Jackets have got a man on and now got a man over. Gassetti at third with 2 outs. Falls on the shoulders of John Heal to bring the first run of the day home. Pelicans have movement in the bullpen. Kevin Valdez is throwing for the first time. I've not seen him yet either. First pitch to Heal. Bounce back up the middle. Backhanded try by Escobar. Throw is offline, and John Heal gets himself an RBI single. 2 infield hits in the frame, and Heal gets the Green Jackets out in front in the bottom of the 5th. Multi-hit day for Heal. Cisneros had to lunge off the bag to keep it in front of him. Jackets 1, Pelicans 0. In steps Owen Carey, who's 0 for 2. Bounced out to the pitcher last time up. He takes inside ball 1. Valdez and Charlie Hurley were the 2 pitchers we hadn't seen yet this week. Both held on to, likely for this day. Down low with a changeup, back pick attempt. Throw skitters away from Cisneros. But lucky for him, Escobar was backing him up. Ayers an extra long follow-through on that toss. Did make contact with Carey, and it almost seemed like that was his goal, but there's no chance to get batter interference there, as Carey was exactly where he's supposed to be in the left-handed box. 2-0, bounced foul wide of Brad Stoll at first. Capel's now at 73 pitches. This is almost certainly his last inning and could be his last batter if Carey gets himself aboard. Heal off of first. 2-1, Heal goes, shut it down, and Ayers pump fakes, realizing John Heal got back. Carey swung through the curveball 2-2. Wise idea from Heal, who stumbled out of the break. Didn't get his feet firmly underneath him and wisely shuts it down rather than risk a second caught stealing. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Capel to look at first. Fastball below the knees. Count goes full, which means John Heal will be off on the pitch. See if Capel wants to check over beforehand. He will not. Runner goes. And the off-speed is outside ball 4. It's the 3rd walk of the day issued by Capel. And now Yovani Cuevas has a decision to make. 2 on, 2 out for Nick Montgomery. Capel has been throwing really well against Montgomery, and so it's the pitching coach Bruce Billings who comes out rather than the skipper Cuevas. Montgomery's 0 for 2 with 2 Ks. Gone down on a curveball and a fastball, so beaten 2 different directions. But he's also shown this week that if you're getting fatigued and you make a mistake in the big part of the zone, might never find the baseball. Neither of his homers have been cheap ones. A line shot for his first as a pro that just kept climbing, was still rising when it went over the wall. and hammered off the fencing underneath the video board in left field. And then last night's bomb hit off the side stanchion that holds the video board up. By the time we get back, Mother Nature should have moved us into a slightly warmer climate after the two-week road trip. And this ballpark will become even more of a hitter's haven than it already is, especially for righties. Valdez appears nearly ready in the bullpen. And now Montgomery steps in for his third at-bat against Brooks Capel. Two on, two out. First pitch from the righty is a breaking ball low and away. 22-year-old Brooks Capel against 19-year-old Nick Montgomery. Both in their first full pro seasons. Fouled back. Montgomery was right on the fastball. Challenge heater from Capel, with just enough arm side run to have it evade the barrel. Heel at second had the RBI single to open the scoring. Carry at first after a two-out walk. Big lead, the 1-1. Hit hard right at the shortstop, and a snare made by Cepeda to end the inning. Montgomery got that on the screws, but Capel escapes without further damage. Not before, however, the Green Jackets get themselves on the board first. John Heel makes it a 1-0 game through five.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Samuel Mejia has gone six up, six down in his second home outing of 2025. And now he pitches with a lead as Augusta's in front 1-0, entering the top of the sixth. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network across Bally Sports Live and MILB TV. Listening for free on the Green Jacket Radio Network. We thank you for stopping by on a beautiful Easter Sunday. Cole Mathis takes ball one to begin the sixth. Mejia, two strikeouts, without a base runner in two innings, but now he sees the meat of Myrtle Beach's order. Mathis takes a slider 1-1. A lot of breaking balls for Samuel Mejia, especially right on right. 1-1 to the DH, and he cuts through a third consecutive breaking ball for strike two. Mejia, 22 years of age out of the Dominican Republic, kicks and comes home. And Mathis goes down on strikes for the second time today. Third punch out for Mejia. That breaking ball just so tough for these righties to lay off of. It's a sharp darting slider for Samuel Mejia, and it looks so similar to the fastball out of his hand. Got a good changeup to go along with it. Here's Owen Ayers. He takes a called strike out or half. Fastball in at 91. Mejia, the one strike offering, bounces in to even the count. Pelicans did win the season series against the Green Jackets last year by virtue of taking both series that occurred at Pelicans ballpark. Popped up to the backside by Ayers. in towards the triangle. Long run for Hartman, but he gets there. Nearly lost the pink azalea's hat in the process. Hartman continues to cover great ground. And that's the advantage of the outfield alignment Augusta has in place today. Five healthy outfielders on the roster. And you've got four players that could theoretically play an above average center field. Hartman, Carey, and Drake, all with great range. Cameron Cisneros takes ball one. It's Carey in center today, Drake in right, Hartman in left. We've seen all three play center at least a couple times. Outside ball two. And Jake Steeles, who gets the day off today, was in center field yesterday. He was called up to replace the injured Luis Guanipa, who was one of the preeminent names to watch on the opening day roster. 2-0 to Cisneros. Waved at and missed. Out in front of the breaking ball. Mejia continues to have batters guessing. He's ahead 2-1 on Cisneros. Final batter for him to face today. Drops in the off-speed for a called strike. 2-2 now on Cameron Cisneros, who had a strikeout rate of less than 5% in his final college season. 2-2 delivery. Line towards first base and right at Alan Pineda, who makes the catch on the line drive. 9 up, 9 down for Samuel Mejia. He's on cruise control. And the Pelicans heading to the bullpen when we get back to SRP Park.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Kevin Valdez takes the ball for the Pelicans to begin the bottom of the sixth. Five strong innings for Brooks Capel. Five hits, a run with five Ks and three walks. But he's on the wrong side of a potential losing decision. Hartman, Drake, and Jones due up against the 23-year-old out of Santo Domingo. Second appearance of the season for Valdez. First pitch swinging. Eric Hartman taps it to the right side. Cisneros backs up, a race to the bag. And Valdez gets his first out on his first pitch. Kevin Valdez went three innings last time out, gave up three hits, two walks, and two runs against the Carolina Mudcats. That was a week ago today where he also came behind Capel. And it was his first appearance in quite some time after missing all of last year due to Tommy John surgery. Isaiah Drake takes a curveball around the belt, 1-0. Drake, pink gloves, pink arm sleeve. Green Jackets back in the home whites today, but still wearing the pink azaleas caps to finish off the weekend. Off speed up, 2-0. Valdez, fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, and sweeper, so a big arsenal for him, just like Capel before him. But he's missed with three different offerings in that arsenal against Isaiah Drake. Drake 0 for 2 with a caught stealing, got on via a fielder's choice. From the windup, the big right-hander kicks and deals. Drake takes a called strike. Valdez out all of last year with injury. but was strong across two levels in 23. Change up, ball four, just above the zone, and Drake's the first base runner against Kevin Valdez. Spent more time in Myrtle than in the Arizona Complex League in 2023, but did play in both. A 3-2-1 ERA. Walks were an issue at times, including 25 in 39 innings with the Pelicans, but also struck out just shy of a batter per inning. Jones a walk and a strikeout. Colby steps in for the third time. Long hold from Valdez, and the curveball is strike one. That's the overhand 12-6, one of three different breaking balls Valdez possesses. Has a shorter slider and then a long, lazy sweeper to go with it. Nothing in one. Drake a short lead. Still timing up Valdez, who's quick to the plate. Breaking ball was blocked by Ayers. Drake no chance to advance. That's the type of dirt ball that John Heel thought he was going to get in the first after he reached via a single. It just happened that Ayers made a perfect pick rather than going for the block. Ball and a strike. Valdez picks over. Drake, a bit of a delayed reaction, but Isaiah's in safely. Like so many of the other young players on this team, any excuse to dirty up the jersey, don't have to tell Isaiah twice. Jones at second today awaits the 1-1 from Valdez. Fouled back on the off speed. Jones watching it all the way in and then a quick, sharp swing. Realized the breaking ball was hanging a little bit. Get a bit further out in front, and that's likely ladled down the left field line. Instead, it's 1-2. First base side of the rubber, bright red glove at the belt. Valdez the 1-2. Curveball stroke up the middle, base hit. Drake will stop at second base. Colby's on for the second time today. And back-to-back men have reached against Kevin Valdez. Sets the stage for Matt Cassetti, who was yesterday's hero and has scored the only run of the game so far for the Green Jackets. Started off the previous inning with an infield single. Two ground balls pushed him first to third, and then John Heel's infield single scored Gassetti. First chance to see Kevin Valdez. Fastball outside at 93. Gassetti now 345 on the season with a team-high 11 RBI. Escobar holding Drake on at second. Nobody holding Jones on at first. 1-0. Hammered down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, and that's down into the wall. One run scores. Jones gets the stop sign. It's an RBI double, and the legend of Matt Cassetti continues. You can't start a season any hotter than Matt Cassetti has, his team leading 12th RBI in less than 9 games. Hanging breaking ball, and he just roped it into the corner. Jackets double the lead, and once again, as soon as they see the starter depart, Augusta's offense jumping on this Pelicans bullpen. Men at second and third, Luis Sanchez steps in as the defense will come towards the infield grass. And it gets to the backstop under the glove of Ayers. Jones will score, and it's 3-0. Wild pitch for Kevin Valdez. Ayers not able to scoop it. Tried to go to the backhand. And the Jackets have tagged Valdez for a pair, bringing pitching coach Bruce Billings out to the mound. Boy, Matt Cassetti, one of the older gentlemen on this roster at 23, an undrafted free agent out of Alabama, has been such a key presence. Winston Sawyer last night comparing him to Crash Davis. Just a grind it out, do anything type of catcher who's having a whale of a start to 2025. Alan Bryan comes out to break up the meeting with Bruce Billings. And the infield will likely stay in with a man still at third. One out in the bottom of the sixth. One One ball and no strikes on Luis Sanchez, who has struck out and grounded out to first. Plenty of holes on the infield with the drawn-in defense. 1-0 from Valdez. Fouled away on the fastball. Hardest pitch of the day for Kevin Valdez. 95 down the center. Sanchez a bit late. Walk, single, double. Three straight men have reached. Green Jackets looking to add to the cushion. Valdez kicks and comes home, and Sanchez able to slap the slider out of play. Alan Pineda's on deck. The bottom half of the order has been the trendsetters for the Jackets. 5, 6, and 7, Drake Jones and Gassetti each have been on base twice. 3 runs on 7 hits for Augusta. Long gaze in for Valdez. Now he gets the sign he likes. Ahead 1-2 on Sanchez. Fouled away, sends Winston Sawyer jumping out of danger. Green Jackets manager gets a nice round of applause from the season ticket holders down the third baseline. Winston showing off the acrobatics a little bit. Still 1-2. Sanchez chokes up ever so slightly, deep in the right-handed box. Fastball low and away, a mighty grunt from Kevin Valdez. But it did not accomplish anything command-wise. First base is open. Sanchez is even the count as he continues the fight. Sixth pitch of the AB. Breaking ball backhanded by Ayers. 58-footer. And Ayers the only thing standing between that pitch and a 4-0 score, as that seemed destined for the backstop. Would have been the second wild pitch of the at-bat. Full count on Sanchez. Pineda on deck. The 3-2 from Valdez bounces in, and it's ball four.
Put your glasses on.
Four straight batters have reached. Men at the corners, two on and two in for Augusta here in this sixth inning. Alan Pineda, a chance to keep the line moving. First inning for Valdez. He's already run into trouble, and now the Pelicans have multiple men stretching. Matthew Peters is one of them. Can't tell who the other is. Pineda takes ball one with a fastball. Allen a single and a ground out to second. Hits in both games he's played this week. Sanchez a big lead at first, not going. Slider outside 2-0. Kevin Valdez now 21 pitches, just 9 strikes in this inning. He's walked 2 and given up 2 runs. Behind 2-0 on Alan Pineda. And Pineda swings through the fastball. Just a little bit behind the heater. Samuel Mejia stretching about in the dugout. He's trying to keep himself loose in a lengthy inning. Albert Rivas moving around in the pen. 2-1. Fastball below the zone. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. All zeros on all 3 columns for Myrtle Beach. Behind 3-1, the pitch from Valdez. Tap to the right side. That'll score a run. Underhanded flip from the second baseman, Escobar. And it's an RBI ground out for Alan Pineda, his first as a Green Jacket. Infield had backed up in the center of the diamond with a double play opportunity. It's now 4-0 Green Jackets. Back to the top of the order for John Heal, getting his 4th at bat in 6 innings. Heal 2-for-3, pair of singles up the middle. Fastball low, that skitters away from Ayers, and Sanchez moves up on the second wild pitch of the inning. Got a great read as soon as it started to clink away from Ayers. And Valdez is at 25 pitches in this inning. Penn continues to work for Myrtle. 1-0 on heel. Breaking ball around the dome. Charlie Hurley is throwing in the pen. He's the only unused arm so far this series. Fastball, ball three. And again, it was not caught cleanly by Ayers, but this time stayed around the dirt circle enough. Sanchez could not advance. Hurley close to ready in the bullpen. Valdez trying to avoid the four-pitch walk. On the 3-0, heel taking all the way. Strike one. Middle innings, once again, is where Augusta doing their best work. Chasing the starter and now getting after the bullpen. 3-1 from the reliever Valdez is strike two with a center cut fastball. Five consecutive takes for John Heal to run the count full with two outs. Three runs already home. Augusta looking to add to the total. Payoff pitch to Heal. Spiked the fastball, and it's the third walk of the inning. Six walks in the game for Pelican pitching. Heal meanders his way down to first base. And Owen Carey steps up. For now, Yovani Cuevas stays in the dugout. Thought that might have been it for Valdez, but apparently not. Carey, the eighth man to hit in this inning. Runner goes out to second base. The ball was dropped on the tag, and John Heal's got a stolen base. Heal with his ninth steal of the season. Green Jackets stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Stay safe like the Green Jackets with Vector Security. Two men in scoring position. Nothing in one on carry. Bounce towards first base. That'll hang in fair territory long enough for Cisneros to make the play. Green Jackets tag Valdez for three runs on three walks. Matt Cassetti with the big swing. Jackets by four after six.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Samuel Mejia out for his fourth inning of work. If he records an out, it'll be the longest outing of his season in three tries. Cepeda, Paciola, and Suriel, 6-7-8 for the Pelicans. First pitch swinging popped up out of play on the right-hand side. Mejia's gone through three innings facing the minimum, 37 pitches through three. His season high is 57, came on opening weekend. Nothing in one on Cepeda, just above the zone. It is unlikely, no matter how efficient, that Mejia will be able to finish this ball game. Nothing in one. Slider popped up out to center field. Owen Carey drifting to his right. Now back towards the center for out number one. Cepeda 0 for 3 and 0 for 2 against Mejia. Green Jackets have a bevy of rested relievers, chief among them Jacob Gomez and Albert Rivas, both of whom threw on Tuesday. Jacob Kroger is also well rested. He's thrown just one inning this week, and that was Wednesday afternoon. Christopher Paciola steps in and laces the slider out of play. Slider hung a little bit for Mejia, but he got away with it. 0-1. From the side, the windup for Mejia. Outside to even the count. Four unanswered for Augusta. And the combination of Luis Arestigueta and Samuel Mejia have held the Pelicans in check through 6 1/3. Called strike top of the zone. 1-2 now. Kevin Valdez threw over 30 pitches in the sixth. He'll likely give way to a different reliever in the seventh, probably Hurley. Slider bounces in 2-2. Mejia 3 1/3 perfect innings. Two-strike offering, and it misses low to run the count full. Mejia in danger of giving up his first base runner of the day. Paciola's been on once already, reached via a hit-by-pitch in the second. Now in the shade, the full count offering from Mejia is ball four inside. Paciola reaches for the second time without a hit. Mejia goes to the stretch for the first time today. And Anderson Suriel next in line to try to help the Pelicans cut into this deficit a little bit. Sanchez playing even with the bag at third, but in the shift. First pitch bounced up the middle. Mejia fields it himself to second for one. Heeled a first, a 1-6-3 double play. A walk and a DP. Samuel Mejia keeps the train rolling. Four hitless innings for Samuel Mejia.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. So a bit of a surprise, Kevin Valdez goes back out to the hill for his second inning. Allowed three runs on two hits and three walks in the sixth. And now 8-9-1, or beg your pardon, 3-4-5 in the Green Jacket order. Start off with Nick Montgomery. Only man to not face Valdez. First pitch swinging on the ground of the third baseman. For the second straight frame, Valdez one pitch, one out. Valdez started so strongly in that inning, and then the wheels just fell off a bit. Eric Hartman's 1-for-2 with a walk and a double. He's been on base twice. He grounded out first time up against Valdez. Jacob Gomez is tossing in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. First pitch inside, 1-0. Through seven innings, Augusta leading 4-0. And all zeros on the board for Myrtle. Breaking ball called a strike, 1-1. Arestigueta went three hitless innings in his second start of the season. And Samuel Mejia has faced the minimum in his four innings. Outside ball two. Not superstitious, but a little stitious. You can do the math on where we're at. Inside 3-1. 2 walks and 3 hit-by-pitches along with an error. The Pelicans have had base runners, but have not cracked further. Hartman bounces this towards the right side. Scooped up at second, and Escobar gets the second out of the inning.
And our WRDW trivia winner tonight is Rob Clayton.
Gomez is moving rather quickly. Brett Sears is up as well, but Sears looks like he's just doing some side work. And the one downside to Pineda, Montgomery, and Gassetti all being in the lineup is you don't have a designated bullpen catcher for the day. Alan Pineda has to hustle down there in between innings. Isaiah Drake chases the off-speed, nothing in one. Drake walked and scored in the sixth, so it's his second look at Valverde, or Valdez instead. Ahead 0-1, outside with the change, evening the count. Carolina League was split today between 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock starts on Easter Sunday. So a handful of games have already gone final around the league. Curveball drops in 1-2. Carolina beat Delmarva 8-0, so the Shorebirds will be at 4-11 when the Green Jackets face them Tuesday morning. Carolina is at 13-2, far and away the best record in single A. Drake uses his timeout and now steps back in. Lefty on righty, the two-strike pitch is sliced into left field for a base hit. Drake's on for the second time in as many innings. He's got his first hit of the day. Throw came in, almost got away from Cepeda and Escobar. And once again, the Green Jackets looking for some two-out magic. Colby Jones, 1-for-2, a walk, a stolen base, a run scored. Lynchburg beats Salem 5-2. The Red Sox really on a struggle ride as of late. They're down to 5-10 on the year. First pitch to Jones is a called strike. And Columbia edged out Kannapolis 4-3 at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. So Columbia, who has the best record in the South at 9-6, will stay up top. Runner started and stopped, breaking ball in. The other game's currently going on right now. Fayetteville leading 6-1 over the Fred Nats in Fayetteville. Charleston went 6 no-hit innings against the Crawdads. It's now 5-1 as Hickory's gotten their first hit. 1-1 from Valdez, and Jones whacks it straight back for strike two. Gomez still tossing in the pen. We'll see if it's him or Mejia for inning number 8. Mejia right now in line for the win either way. Ball and two strikes, Valdez from the belt. Curveball hit well out to left field. Suriel at the warning track makes the catch. Anderson Suriel's been playing deep all week, and it benefits him there. Jackets can't add, but they do continue to lead 4-0.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three. You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen as we head on to the top of the eighth. Four hitless innings for Samuel Mejia, a walk and three strikeouts, and he does give the ball over to Jacob Gomez. Left-hander will start off against Alexi Lumpoy, 9-1-2. It's a pitch timer violation, it looks like. Pointed down at home plate by home plate umpire Alan Bryan. So we'll see where the count starts off, which side he gave it to. Looks like it's against Jacob Gomez for going over his allotted warm-up time, which would mean that Lumpoy would begin ahead 1-0. Alexia struck out and popped up today. And now, after some discussion with Matt Cassetti, Alan Bryan has waved off the pitch timer violation. So it's 0-0, and now it's 1-0 as the slider misses away. Cassetti just spiked the return throw to Gomez. Bit of an awkward delivery. It's Jacob's fourth appearance of the season and second of this week. Went three scoreless innings against Myrtle Beach for the save on Tuesday. 1-0 slider outside, ball two. Mejia shows his best performance in a Green Jacket uniform to date. Longest outing and first scoreless one. At the knees, called strike for Gomez. Lefty out of Old Dominion University. Gomez, 23 years of age, an undrafted free agent last summer. Tap towards the first base bag, and it's foul, 2-2. Lumpoy, Espinoza, and Escobar, left for Myrtle Beach. Still looking for hit number one. Two balls and two strikes. Gomez from the windup. Slider hooked towards first again. Pineda's there. Pineda takes it to the bag himself. Lumpoy was screaming down the line, but he's not there in time. It's out number one. Lionel Espinoza digs in back to the top of the order. Espinoza has grounded to third base three times. He's been out twice and reached on an error once. Jackets five outs away. First pitch, fastball misses outside. Gomez, fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. Mixes in a sinker as well. Lots of different opportunities for him. There's the fastball low, 2-0. Gomez so far this year, three outings, a 1.17 ERA, one earned run in 7 2/3 with 10 strikeouts. Espinoza hits it towards the third base bag again, but this time foul, handled cleanly by D'Angelo Jimenez. Still don't know for certain who Augusta's going to see on the hill for Delmarva to open the week. Right now, Riley Fry is scheduled to start Tuesday. Luke Sinard goes Wednesday on an extra day of rest. Espinoza waves at the fastball, 2-2. Late on 90 from that low three-quarter slot, Gomez can be really tough to pick up no matter what side of the plate you hit from. A deep breath for Jacob Gomez as Espinoza steps back into the box. Black glove held high, 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Espinoza down on the off-speed pitch. First strikeout for Gomez. Had the leadoff man fishing. Two up, two down. Jose Escobar, 0-for-3, a strikeout and two groundouts. Gomez from the third base side of the rubber. First pitch left on left, outside with the breaking ball. Jackson Danley is up and tossing in the pen as well. Escobar goes fishing 1-1. There's not a lot of urgency for Danley, and because there's no bullpen catcher available, he's tossing with Jacob Kroger. 1-1, bounces in for ball two. Skitters its way to the backstop, in fact. So it's tough to tell how imminent Danley is, whether he's looking to potentially come in for the ninth, or if he's just getting some work in. 2-1 to Escobar. Off the inside corner. Ball three. Pelicans looking for their first base runner in three tries against Jacob Gomez. With two down in the top of the eighth. Augusta up 4-0. The 3-1. Slider fouled away. Escobar out in front and just yanked it to the same side as his dugout. Jackets will have Gassetti, Sanchez, and Pineda 7-8-9 due up in the eighth as they try to add some in final insurance. Payoff from Gomez, fouled away, another slider. Green Jackets currently up 4-0. As good as the pitching has been this year, the Green Jackets have not tossed a shutout yet this season. One of just two teams in the Carolina League to have yet to do so. Seventh pitch of the AB is ball four. Two-out walk issued by Jacob Gomez, and it gives Cole Mathis another chance. Mathis yet to put a ball in play today, a walk and two strikeouts. And now Danley's got a little bit more urgency in the pen. It is Gomez's second time throwing this week. Lefty against the righty. First pitch, fastball, strike one. Mathis hitless in yesterday's ballgame. He's got five hits this week. Everything's been an extra base hit. Inside and to the backstop. Got under the glove of Matt Cassetti. And Myrtle Beach, although the offense has been listless really all day, they're still within striking distance. Just need to string something together before the final four outs. Pelicans' best opportunity came back-to-back innings, second and third against Luis Arestigueta. Both times had two on and two out. And both times Arestigueta was able to tightrope out of danger. 1-1 fastball is a called strike at the knees. Mathis looking to avoid the hat trick. Gomez trying to post another zero. 1-2 in the top of the eighth. The pitch from Gomez popped up down the left field line. And it rolls foul as it blew up onto the concourse. Jose Escobar at second base. He does run well. Outfield is playing deep. Hartman out near the warning track in left center. Carey just to the right of straightaway center field. And Isaiah Drake in medium deep right. Mathis will use his timeout. Danley's no longer throwing in the pen. Winston Sawyer trying to trust Gomez to get through this eighth inning. Deep breath. 1-2 coming. Popped up behind home. Matt Gassetti drifting back to the fencing. Tosses the mask away and makes the catch. Jacob Gomez, a two-out walk and nothing more. Eight phenomenal innings for the Green Jacket pitching staff. And we head to the bottom half with Augusta looking for a few more runs for safekeeping.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good bounce back seventh for Kevin Valdez. He was able to work around a two-out single and post a zero for the first time in his many tries. And he gets the ball for the bottom of the eighth inning against the bottom of Augusta's order. Gassetti, Sanchez, and Pineda, 7-8-9. Matt Gassetti, 2-for-3, two runs scored and an RBI double that put Augusta up 2-0 at the time. First pitch swinging, it's fouled away. Nick Montgomery is now down catching in the bullpen. Jackson Danley is throwing. Danley could have the ninth as Augusta looks to lock down a phenomenal day of pitching. Gassetti, hard hit to the right side and under the glove of the first baseman Cisneros. All the way to the outfield corner it goes. Gassetti digging into second, and he's in there standing. That's another M. Austin Jackson double for dollars. $100 more donated to the Augusta Boys and Girls Club. Matt Gassetti single-handedly firing up that donation center for M. Austin Jackson. He's got a pair of two baggers against Valdez today. Three-hit day for Mac. Boy, has he been impressive. Luis Sanchez hitting with a man at second. Green Jackets trying to add to the lead. Gassetti's now got six doubles on the year. He leads the team. Rest of the roster has 12 in the season. Sanchez check swing, able to hold back on a fastball low and out. And for the second time today, Charlie Hurley is up and throwing in the pen. 6'8 right-hander, who we thought we would see last frame, but Valdez able to work himself back in. 1-0, Sanchez check swing, holds back again. Luis is very much in swing mode, it appears. But back-to-back stoppages of the bat in time. Gassetti off of second, not being held on. Augusta already up 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth. On the ground to the shortstop, takes a big hop. Cepeda had to wait back, and he gets it to first in time. Gassetti hesitated and wisely held. Was trying to get a read on what Cepeda would do there. So Sanchez unable to move the runner up to third base. Just one out in the inning. Alan Pineda, a pair of hits this week. He's 1-for-3 today with an RBI. Gassetti a bit further off. Curveball catches the outside corner. Gassetti was pointing down behind home plate. There was a ball behind home that had gotten away from the Pelican bullpen. It's retrieved by Yovani Cuevas. Valdez ahead 0-1. Spikes the fastball backhanded by Ayers. Talked about the fact that it's been a good day up and down the Braves organization. Atlanta won 6-2 over the Twins today. Homers from Matt Olson, Drake Baldwin, and Marcell Ozuna. Braves are starting to put it together a little bit at the highest level. And Rome had a walk-off win from 2024 Green Jacket Titus Dimitru to knock off the Asheville Taurus 8-7. The other two minor league levels, not quite as lucky. Gwinnett lost to Lehigh Valley 3-1, and Columbia fell to Pensacola 5-3, bringing their opening series as a member of the AA Southern League to a conclusion. One ball, one strike on Pineda after the meeting at the mound. Looked like they were trying to change the signs up. Fastball high. Gassetti was doing enough in terms of motioning with his hands right before the pitch, regardless of whether he actually had the signs and was relaying them to Pineda or not. It was still something that Ayers picked up on and wanted to change it up a little bit. Pineda still further off, 2-1. Fastball well located on the outside corner. Luis Arestegueta, Samuel Mejia, and Jacob Gomez have combined to go 8 innings with 2 walks and 3 hit-by pitches. Pelicans hitless through 8. 2-2 to Pineda. Swing and a miss on a curveball. First strikeout of the day for Valdez. Pineda goes down on strikes for the first time. Back to the top for John Heal, who's been aboard 3 times. Heal 2-for-3, a stolen base, a walk. He nubs this one right back to the mound. Valdez has it, and he flips underhand to finish off the bottom of inning number 8. Jackson Danley's taking the mound. Green Jackets three outs away from a little bit of history here at SRP Park.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Jackson Danley on the mound for his second appearance of this week. It'll be overall for Danley, appearance number 5, after he gave up 4 hits and 3 runs in a loss against Myrtle Beach on the 17th. Pelicans 8 hitless innings. Ayer, Cisneros, and Cepeda. 4, 5, and 6. Trying to avoid being on the wrong side of one of baseball's most notable achievements. First pitch from Danley. Misses low and out. You will see a lot of sweepers for Jackson Danley. That turbo slider that he throws 88 to 90. It's like a cutter with more movement. 1-0 to Ayers. Outside ball 2. Ayers 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch. Stands deep in the left-handed box, 2-0. Driven deep out to left field. Hartman going back at the track. He leaps up and can't make the catch. Ayers cruises into second. And it's the first hit of the game for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 8 hitless innings between Luis Arestegueta, Samuel Mejia, and Jacob Gomez. And on the first batter, Jackson Danley faces Ayers, able to clobber a leadoff double. That brings Elvin Nina out. Opted to pull Gomez after just 1 inning. That was a center cut fastball at 94, right down the heart of the plate, and Ayers did not miss it. Gomez threw 22 pitches in his second appearance of the week. And now he can bounce back for next week, if nothing else. Cameron Cisneros 0 for 3. Walking lead for Ayers, not being held on by anyone. First pitch from Danley is at the knees, strike 1. So the Green Jackets will not amount to history today. Would have been their first no-hitter at home since joining the Braves organization, first at home since July of 2016. Slider tipped into the mitt, nothing in 2. Jackets have 2 no-hitters in total since becoming a member of the Braves organization. Both came on the road in 2023, and both were only 7 innings. Ahead 0-2 on Cisneros. Hit well to the opposite field, and it gets past a diving Sanchez and into the left field corner. Ayers comes around to score. Cisneros is in with the double. Back-to-back two baggers against Jackson Danley, and Myrtle Beach has life in the ninth. The Pelicans are seeing Jackson Danley incredibly well this week. He's now gotten four outs, given up six hits, four runs, three extra base hits. And also allowed two inherited runners to score in the outing on Wednesday. Angel Cepeda steps in. It's 4-1 Pelicans leading, or Pelicans trailing. Cepeda late on the fastball at 95. And time is called. Gassetti's going to get a chance to walk around. Looks like that might have caught him somewhere. Maybe got hit on the backswing. A long, late swing from Cepeda. Cepeda was put into the lineup late in the afternoon after Ariandis Ramon was scratched for the second time this week. Ramon pulled from the lineup on Wednesday, had not played since, tried to give it a go today, but unable to do so. Long hold for Danley. Fastball, a nothing and two. Cisneros grabs his third RBI of the year. All of which have come against the Green Jackets. Starting to find his footing in his first full pro season, getting a bit more comfortable. Two-strike offering. On the ground to the left side, heel charges, has to hurry. Cepeda runs well, but he got him by a step. First out of the ninth inning in the books.
Third baseman, Christopher Paciola.
Still not a save situation for Danley, as he came in with a four-run lead, despite the fact that it's now within three because it was of his own creation. Right now, the pitchers of record would be Mejia and Capel. First pitch to Chris Paciola is popped up on the right side. Pineda giving chase. Into the net he goes. And he can't hold on. Almost a miraculous effort from Alan Pineda. Netting has been extended at SRP Park here in 2025, and that may have played a role in that lack of a catch. Cisneros still out at second. Back-to-back doubles off of Jackson Danley to start off the ninth after the Pelicans were no hit for eight innings. And wouldn't that have been something for the Green Jackets, having been no hit themselves last Tuesday? 12 days later, came just three outs away from twirling one of their own. Nothing and two on Paciola. Been on base twice, he's 0-for-1. Also a walk and a hit by pitch. Danley the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. First K of the day for Jackson Danley. And the Pelicans are down to their final out. Augusta with a chance to take the lone home series of the year against Myrtle Beach for the second consecutive season. Won 4 of 6 against the Birds here last year. And one out away from doing the same in 2025. First pitch to Anderson Suriel. On the ground to second base. Colby Jones to first. And the Green Jackets get back-to-back W's and win the series at home against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 4-1 is your final. Augusta takes the lead in the fifth and does not relinquish. Samuel Mejia gets his first win in a Green Jacket uniform. Augusta holds the Pelicans to just one run on two hits. Fewest hits allowed this year. A great way to end the week. A great way to spend Easter at the ballpark. And we appreciate you being with us over here. Luis Arestegueta, Samuel Mejia, and Jacob Gomez combined for 8 hitless innings. Arestegueta, 3 innings with 3 strikeouts. Mejia, 4 innings and 3 strikeouts. Samuel Mejia is now 1-1 on the year in his first season with the Braves organization. Brooks Capel takes the loss. He's 1-1 as well, despite giving up just 1 earned run in 5 innings. Valdez gives up the other three across three innings, all of which were earned. Four hits, three walks, and three runs. Matt Gassetti had the big swing against him, an RBI double that doubled the lead at the time. A wild pitch and RBI grounder from Alan Pineda made it a 4-0 game. Myrtle Beach tacking on one in the ninth off of Jackson Danley, but nothing more than that. Gassetti continues to swing the bat at a clip previously undreamt of. He's now 387 on the season with an OPS above 1100. Six doubles and a home run, had his first pro homer yesterday. In front of a crowd of 31-13, an Easter afternoon ball game that goes 2 hours and 14 minutes. Gives the Green Jackets themselves a series victory. It's the first six-game series win of the season. It's the second series win of the year and at home. And Augusta now back above 500. The Green Jackets are 8-7. Pelicans fall to 6-9. They've now dropped 7 of their last 10. So a bit of a slow start for them, and they'll try to turn on the Jets against Kannapolis when they head home to Pelicans Ballpark next week. For Augusta, now comes the road trip. 12 games away from home against the Delmarva Shorebirds for 6 and the Kannapolis Cannonballers for 6. It's the longest trip of the season. Augusta will bus up to Salisbury, Maryland tomorrow, and then we will have an 11 a.m. education day right off the bus and into the thick of things. Against the Shorebirds, it's week 3 of 5 consecutive weeks with an education day. Riley Fry will have the ball for the Green Jackets, and Luke Sennard will go the day after with an extra day of rest. Jackets will next be at home 2 weeks from Tuesday. They'll host the Hickory Crawdads. But don't worry, you can still be with us for every pitch of every game of this lengthy road trip. We're live on greenjacketsbaseball.com with the Green Jackets Radio Network. 100% free, available on anywhere you can get internet, all of your mobile devices. You know where to find us, and we will be thrilled to bring that to you. Green Jackets get the 4-1 win, back-to-back W's on Easter weekend, Azalea's weekend a success. If you missed out on Azalea's merch, there are currently new hats available for pre-order in the Hive Pro Shop at HivePROShop.com. And until tomorrow night, you can bid on a dozen game-worn Azalea's jerseys at GreenJacketsBaseball.com. Augusta, you're going to want to see these uniforms in person. But we're on our way to Salisbury after this. Thank you so much for being with us. For our producer, Wes Cooper, technical director, Thomas Mitchell, and our entire crew here at SRP Park, I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Jackets back in the win column for the second night in a row. And we'll see you Tuesday morning in Delmarva.